Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Today is National Green Shirt Day, and it's in honor of the Logan Boulay Effect, in support of organ donation awareness across this country. Logan was, we all remember, I mean, it just hurts when you think about it now. Logan was an 18-year-old defenseman on the Humboldt Broncos in Saskatchewan, the hockey team, of course, which 6 years ago yesterday was decimated in that terrible crash with the 18-wheel semi-truck. 29 passengers, 16 lost their lives. The other 13, as you can only imagine, are going to live with that experience for the rest of their lives. So 6 years ago yesterday was the crash, and 6 years ago today, Logan Boulay, the 18-year-old defenseman with the Broncos, died. He had signed his organ donor card, and because of his incredible generosity as such a young man, six people lived on with Logan's organs. And there was something additionally really significant, and that is that Logan had talked to his parents, Toby and Bernadine Boulay, prior to that crash, about his decision to donate his organs. Toby Boulay joins us, Logan's father. He joins us on the Logan Boulay Arena in Lethbridge, Alberta. Toby, thank you. It's good to talk to you again, but I hope you know what I'm saying. Condolences to you and your wife, Bernadine. The loss of your son still must be extremely, extremely difficult, but you are still so proud of him. And we talked about that the last time you and I talked. Thank you for agreeing to talk to me today.
Thank you, Roy, for having us on the show. My wife's busy right now setting up at the Logan Boulay Arena for our Green Shirt Day skate. We invite the community to come skate for Logan today. It's an awesome day. And certainly, you're not wrong in that. It's a devastating day for many, many reasons. But at the same time, this is the day that Logan officially passed, and he gave, and Bernie offered his organs, and we gave life to six people to make their lives better, and it's exponential, and that did make their families' lives, and somebody now gets to have a grandfather, or a granddaughter, or a grand whatever, or, you know, aunt and uncle, to get to celebrate Christmases, and that took us a while to figure that out, but today's a good day. Yesterday is Bronco Day in our house, and that's a sad, very sad day.
Yeah, I specifically didn't ask you to be on the program yesterday, but today, and as well, Toby, we have a need. We have a compelling need for organ donation in this country. We last weekend we spoke about it, and our guest told us that there's a real shortage of organ donation in Canada, and I don't know why it is. Maybe people are afraid. And yet here's your son at 18 years of age, recognizing the need, having this incredible generosity of spirit at such a young age, never believing, as you didn't when he talked to you and your wife, Bernadine, you never believed the time would come where this would happen. But he was willing to put forward such generosity and such sacrifice without being prompted. That's what really strikes me. I didn't know your son. I've read quite a bit about him, and I've read a lot about the Broncos. But I kind of feel like, does this make sense? I kind of feel like I know your son.
Well, yeah, I guess so. A Google search puts about 41,000 hits right now, and not that I checked this morning, but and some are the same article, different places around the world. But it's there, and we talk lots about Logan, and we allow other people to talk about Logan because it's not just our story. Logan's his own story. He was always his own person, and yeah, you know, I got a text from a friend this morning and said he continues to tell people that if Logan was the boy your daughter brought home, you'd be a thankful person.
Yeah. And
yeah. It's just, I don't know why I'm so weepy right now. Normally I'm not that weepy, but you know, things have moved forward, but it was a difficult, and Logan was a good person. And he thought of that on his own. He was inspired by Rick Suggett, his fitness trainer, and Rick Pass of a cerebral brain hemorrhage. And then that summer, like the summer of 2017, Logan just looked at me and said, "Dad, I'm going to be an organ donor." I said, "You'll be 85 years old and nobody will want your organs." He said, "No, Dad, if Rick can save six lives, so can I."
That's amazing.
So that's probably where it all came from. And then as the story goes, and I'm not trying to correct you, Roy, don't think I am, but I didn't tell my wife. I tell people I wasn't a very good dad at that day. I should have told my wife, but I didn't. And we were in that little room in the University Hospital in Saskatoon, and they told us the news, and we asked, you know, is there a second opinion? They looked at us, well, the best doctors are right now in front of you. And my wife just said, well, can we donate Logan's organs? And they looked at her like they were never going to ask. And she said, he's strong, he's healthy, he's fit. He won't need his organs where he's going. And someone does. And that's where it went. And that's why I'm sitting here today talking to you, Roy, I guess. I don't know any other reason other than you're a good guy. I'm a good guy, but I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
I got that out of that weepy part out.
No. Toby, you're a dad. And what you've experienced is so intensely personal and challenging. You loved your son. I mean, people across this country are right now feeling a lot of the same emotions they felt 6 years ago. Because when we first heard, it was, oh my God, let's hope. And then the story, the situation, the loss developed. But the positives, and this is why we're talking here, and I want to talk to you, the dad, obviously, but the positive is what Logan has done personally, and the objective here with Green Shirt Day is to motivate Canadians to pursue with the same commitment that your son developed, had developed, and showed, to sign the donor card and help other people, help others survive. And you can put it a lot better than I can. Talk to us about Green Shirt Day, Toby.
You know, Roy, it's exactly why we're here. We're here to carry on Logan's legacy, his idea, his thought process of, I'm going to do this, I'm inspired. Canadians, people in the world need organs and need to survive, to have a better life. And from Logan's small gesture to him, it turned into 150,000 Canadians coast to coast. And at that time, there was only six provinces had online registration. So the other four had to join in to create online. And Saskatchewan is one of them. So we helped the Saskatchewan government. We helped wherever we're asked to go, we go. And people resonate with what we're trying to say about Logan. And particularly in the organ transplant community, Canadian Transplant Association. They're there with us. They're our national charitable partner. And they're there with us every step of the way. Today across Canada, there are Green Shirt Day events where transplant patients, people, recipients, people on the wait list are coming out in droves today, lighting up their houses green, lighting up the CN Tower, Niagara Falls, Calgary Tower, BC Place, Halifax, Peggy's Cove, you name it, they're being lit green today. And that's being pushed forward, not by the Boulay family anymore. We did it at the beginning. Now we do our bit. The rest of the country's doing their bit. And what it's done is it's mobilized people to think that it's okay to talk about death. Because you're not really talking about death. You're talking about saving someone else's life. And as I tried to state earlier, you're making someone's life better and you're making someone's life live. So that other people in their life, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, best friends, you're there for them. And then you can experience that. And then you become thankful and you push it forward.
Yeah.
And you're right. Organ donation rates in Canada are not very good. And Canadians are 90-something% where they want, we should register, but they don't register.
Yeah.
And so that's our job, I guess, as Canadians to say, you need to register. We've been told many times that we're the family. We're the ones that we're the first ones to kind of step out of the shadows of death, of a funeral, and say, our son was an organ donor.
That's just, and we know that
in a national, we also know that the Broncos were there with Logan. It's a national tragedy. And we utilize that, I guess, to create a lightning rod. Sorry, Roy, to cut you off. Sorry.
No. I was just looking at the numbers here. 100,000, almost 100,000 Canadians signed donor cards after Logan's death, almost immediately. And yet we have, Toby, we have people now, 2024, we have people dying each year waiting for organs. And that's a sad situation, isn't it?
It's incredibly sad, and it's sad. I met with Minister Lagrange, the health minister of Alberta, 2 weeks ago with a lady named Jen Woolsmith, and we had our meeting with Lagrange, Mr. Lagrange. It was awesome. Dr. Lori West, who is a pediatric heart transplant surgeon who's recognized worldwide, just won a Lifetime Achievement Award in Frankfurt. Like, she's the pediatric heart transplant guru of Canada, next to Dr. Wall in London, Ontario. And she said, there's a bottleneck. And she said, in her 30 years of being a heart transplant surgeon, she's never seen the bottleneck reversed. And the bottleneck used to be, there's not enough organs. There's lots of surgeons. There's lots of urologists. There's lots of anesthesiologists. But now it's reversed in that we almost have enough organs, almost, but we don't have enough surgeons. We don't have enough support. We don't have enough of the other thing. It's just, where did people go? Why are they leaving Canada? Why are we stealing surgeons from province to province, from country to country? So her point is, we're almost there, but the bottleneck reversed. And she says that's a very sad thing. And that is very sad.
Yes, it is. It really, really is. We'll talk more about Green Shirt Day and also what's going on at the Logan Poulet Arena in Lethbridge. You're going to put your skates on today?
My job is to tighten skates.
That's your job?
But I like to tighten skates, talk to parents, talk to kids.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's okay. Yeah. That's terrific. You're lucky I'm not there, because if you saw me skate, you'd run and find a chair somewhere. Here's a partner for you, Roy.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I just want to read from the Green Shirt website. Green Shirt Day was created to honor, remember, and recognize all the victims and families of that fatal crash and continue Logan's legacy by inspiring Canadians to talk to their families and register as organ donors. And the crash, of course, was the Humboldt Broncos bus, 29 people. On that bus, 16 lost their lives. And it goes on to say, Logan's legacy reminds us, and we were just talking to Toby about this, how important it is for Canadians to talk with their families about their organ donation wishes. It's suggested that for every person who registers their intent to donate, they speak with an average of 4 others about organ donation. That means 100,000 new registrants equals approximately 400,000 conversations, and there is a huge need for organ donation. Toby, thank you for staying with us. Do you hear from people who've made the decision to register for organ donation? Do people get in touch with you?
We have received 2 letters. In Canada, you have to wait a year and to get or receive a letter. You can write it and file with the organizing, sorry, the ODO, the organ donation organizations, because Logan's transplant happened in Saskatchewan, his recovery. That's where we have to go through. So we have received 2 letters. My wife is in charge of writing letters back, and she's just not ready to do that yet. We received one of Logan's kidneys that he donated, and also his heart.
Oh, wow.
I kept telling my wife, you're never going to get a letter from the heart transplant, because you keep telling everyone on media that you just want to put your head in their chest and hear Logan's heart again. And lo and behold, we got a letter. It's kind of like, wow. It was nice. The letter, they're both very wonderful letters.
Yeah. Wonderful. You know, you mentioned heart transplant. I've sat in this very studio with people who received hearts from through organ donation, obviously. And the gratitude with which they speak and the caring they have for their own well-being, taking care of themselves better, to honor the person whose heart they have. It really, I think it spreads out in society. There's the wonderful decision and gesture from the individual who decides to donate organs, but then it spreads out into the community and it becomes an even greater issue. So that's another aspect of it. So what are you guys up to at the arena today? What's going to happen? I know you're tying up skates, but what else is going to happen today?
Today is it's obviously April 7th, but it's also the annual Logan Boulay Free Family Skate. The Lethbridge Minor Hockey donates the ice, and the City of Lethbridge donates the employees and the rink, I guess, and it's named the Logan Boulay Arena. The arena is built in 1962, and it's a beautiful, beautiful historic type building. And one time when Logan was about 10 years old, he walked in there, just regular hockey practice. He goes, "Dad, you can just smell the history." I'm like, "What? Yeah, you can just oozing everywhere." Logan liked history. He's a historian. He could tell you things that most adults couldn't tell you about, whatever you want to know about. History, geography, Logan knew it. And so he knew that, and he loved the building. And so when the opportunity came up, we were asked by the city, "Well, do you want to rename it to Logan Willie Arena?" We said, "Well, it was named the Adams Park Ice Arena. Well, we don't want to take a name away from someone else." He says, "Oh, no, that's the name of the park. The arena was just built on the park in 1962. We can rename it. We've done all the history work." Okay, so it's Logan Willie Arena. So anyway, people, about 250 people come skate today, visit. We have a scavenger hunt. We have a beautiful display case in the arena that was donated by a company in Ontario, and they shipped it out here. It's gorgeous, and we have some other artifacts we put out and put on the wall, paintings and such that people have donated to Logan, to ourselves, and they're up there. And upstairs, and upstairs is the Logan Willie dressing room for the midget 17-year-old U17 AAA team. That's awesome, and it'll be a fun day today. And we have Heart, and I'll let you ask me what Heart is, and then I'll tell you, because otherwise I'm talking too much. Go ahead, Roy. Ask what Heart is.
What is Heart, Toby?
The organ mice. My wife teaches grade 2, and she was trying to get how do you teach organ transplant, organ donation to grade 2 children? So she went to that thing called Google, because she couldn't find anything in Canada. This is 2019, and she found a company in England that had called the organ mites. So she phoned her contact in Canadian Blood Services. In Blood Services bought the rights to the organ mites in Canada, and the rest is history. It's all across curriculums and programs of studies in elementary schools across the country.
Yeah.
And this year, each of the little organ mites are animated liver, animated heart. They're really cool.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Toby, thank
you. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, we just reached the top of the hour, and I have to kind of break away. But
no problem. That's fine.
Thank you so very much for talking to us today. And thank you to your son and your family. You are difference makers under the most trying of circumstances in Canada. Thank you, Toby. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.